The XPS 15 is Dell's flagship consumer-oriented portable powerhouse. At 0.31 to 0.71 inches thick, 14.65 inches wide, 10 inches deep, and 4.4 pounds heavy, the XPS 15 is an uber-powerful Windows 8.1 64-bit notebook in a beautiful aluminum and carbon fiber shell. The 2015 XPS 15 series starts at $1,600, but the unit re-reviewed was Dell's top-of-the-line model priced at $2,549.99. The centerpiece of the XPS 15 is a 15.6-inch 3840 by 2160 true 4K lipless IPS screen topped by edge-to-edge Gorilla Glass and outfitted with 10-point multi-touch. Under the hood of the XPS 15 beats a 4th-gen Intel i7-4712HQ CPU running at 2.3 GHz with a turbo mode of 3.3 GHz, 16 GB of DDR3 memory, and an NVIDIA GeForce 750 GPU with 2 GB of dedicated GDDR5 memory. Supporting all that speed is a 512GB SSD on an upgradable mSATA card, 802.11a, b, g, and ac wireless, and a Bluetooth 4.0 module. Port-wise, the XPS 15 is well-loaded. The left side of the notebook houses the power connector, full-size HDMI, mini DisplayPort, two USB 3.0 ports, a combo audio port, and an LED battery power readout. The right side adds an additional USB 3.0 port, plus a USB 2.0 media card reader and a security port. All the USB ports include PowerShare so you can charge your USB devices with the laptop's battery, even if the laptop is off. Protecting all the tech is a brushed aluminum lid and a carbon fiber composite base. Performance-wise, the XPS 15 is top shelf. In PC Mark Vantage, it scored a low of 2516 and an average of 2630. In 3D Mark CloudGate, the XPS 15 notched 9812. To be clear, these aren't gaming notebook numbers, but then again, the XPS 15 isn't a gaming notebook. All right, enough with the spec candy. Let's talk about real-world usage. First up, input. Having a 15.6-inch screen, the deck of the XPS 15 is spacious. The glass touchpad is large, responsive, and well-placed. The keyboard is firm with plenty of travel for its non-slip keys, though I was left wondering why Dell didn't opt to make it larger given all the extra room. The keyboard backlighting is just right. Not so bright that it's annoying in a dark room, but bright enough to be seen in regular lighting. Dell outfitted the deck with a matte finished silicone cover to act as a wrist rest, and also because it just looks good. Speaking of looking good, this screen is simply gorgeous. The colors are rich, the image is sharp, the contrast amazing, and the viewing angle generous at 70 degrees. The GeForce 750 is a little dated, but it still pushes those pixels quite well, handling everything from browsing to editing to gaming. Now, with such a big screen, running at such high resolution, and both a CPU and dedicated GPU, the XPS 15 does have a voracious electrical appetite that takes its toll on the battery. Even with a 91 watt-hour lithium ion, the best runtime we could manage in power-saving mode, dimmed screen, wireless off, power-saving CPU, was 7.5 hours. With normal usage, we averaged about 5.5 hours. When cranking graphics, well, keep it plugged in. As for the rest, the sound is above average, the webcam is so-so, and the fan is ultra-quiet. In fact, it might be too quiet. The XPS 15 uses a heat spreader to good effect, allowing the fan to run slowly or not at all, but the bottom of the laptop can get uncomfortably warm while number crunching.
Now, this is a beautiful box. It really is. Everything from the screen to the edge-to-edge glass to the rubberized palm rest, it just feels good, it works well, it doesn't lag at all. Even the touchscreen is useful. Now, that being said, this is expensive. It's really, really expensive. So on my pro sides, yes, I am going to recognize the fact that the screen is one of the most beautiful things ever. I am going to recognize that it is fast. But at somewhere between $2,000 and $3,000, this is a premium notebook. Now, I would shy away from that normally, but here's the issue. There is another version of this. It's called the Inspiron 3800. It's the one that I liked so much last year. It doesn't have as big of a battery. It doesn't have some of the bells and whistles that this has on the consumer side, but it is a business laptop that runs even faster because it has a better video card. That's another con, and that is that they put a video chipset in here, which is nice because it's discreet, but they could have put something much faster that would have turned this from being just a desktop replacement to being a gaming desktop replacement. All in all, it still does offer something very unique. It gives you an all-in-one package with a decent battery that you can get 5-6 hours of life out of, even if you're doing some significant processing. It does give you this 4K monitor that, I mean, literally, seriously, look at this. Look at that viewing angle. That is just so nice. Without any phase shifting, without any significant color bleed off, they've done so many things right in this that even at this price point, even with the fact that the 3800 might be a slightly better notebook for those people on a budget, I'd have to say that the Dell XPS 15 is a buy. Now, we will compare this to a couple of the other notebooks that we've got in-house to see if it compares well to, say, I don't know, an Acer V15, which goes for $1,000 less. We also want to get the Inspiron 3800 to put them side by side and see if the design changes are significant enough to warrant one or the other.